Hi, and welcome to our tune-up day. This is a little special gathering for all of you to help improve memory, and I've also included a little something more on speech, and we might do this once or twice more. We'll just see how this one goes. So I just have arrived back. I'm in my my coat and hat. Just dropped Adelia off at Montessori School. She's doing okay this morning. We had a lot of rocking yesterday. And it's bike day at Montessori, so she got to bring her fancy trike to school. And she was looking a little dazed, like, what's going on, Mama? Because everybody was so excited, and both parents were showing up with their kids. So anyway, it was an interesting start to the day. So here I am. Let's get started, and I'm delighted that you're here and hoping to just even tweak your brain regeneration more so that you have even better results. Let's start up here. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, and all those who stand with us to get this work into the world, we thank you for your presence, for your love, for your support, for your help today in working our memory and speech center. We thank you for everything that you've already given us, for all the improvements we already are experiencing. We thank you for the love that we experience from our friends and family and for our beautiful families. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Oh, and we have the old chant. Well, let's do it. We haven't, this must be one of our older slide sets. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat, Parad Brahma, Tasmai Shri, Gurave Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Dum Durgaye Namaha, Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Okay, we're going to be working very, very specifically on two centers, the memory center and the speech center of the brain. This is not going to be tuning up the whole brain, but the memory and speech centers. But if you wanted to do a whole tune-up, say you've been drinking some alcohol or you had some pain medication or you'd done some things that had slowed down your brain regeneration, watch the replay for the class, just to remind you. So you can do double pump for the tune-up, but in the process, we're also going to be, let's see if I can make this brighter. I think I can. Maybe white would be brighter. Is that, oh, that isn't much better, is it? Let's see. I could try one more thing. Is that easier to read? Right, permission, and ability to have great memory, to remember instantly faces and names, to remember details naturally without a pause in flow of conversation, removing any conditions, illnesses, or diseases that may direct problems with memory, to have natural, easy speech, a smooth flow of, that's words, not work, sorry, words. Again, removing any illness, condition, program, or disease causing issues with speech. Removing apathetic, controlling, deceptive, demonic, harmful, illusion, and parasitical. And today we're just going to do a clearing statement. We don't have time for a big clearing chart. We'd need an hour or more for that. So we're going to do a clearing statement today. And so with both the statement and then previously the specific areas for improving cellular neogenesis, that's what we're going to be working on until 9:30. And double pump? Okay, and actually, why don't we do about 20 minutes on double pumping, chopping, and once we've completed this statement, then we'll go to back to double pumping. So chopping and double pump, I'm going to come on and show you the two. So we'll do chopping for 20 minutes, and then for the remaining 5 minutes, we'll do double pump. So chopping, again, is your hands, fingers that held firmly. They can be apart or they can be together. And the thumbs are kind of pointing up, so when you're going down, they're pointing up or back towards you, back towards your neck. And about 4 inches apart in the center of the body, as if you're chopping away like a sculptor chopping away at marble, chop, 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 chop. Your hands are the sculpting tool. So this would be chopping. Okay. And we'll be working on the clearing statement and then working on just bumping up the cellular neogenesis in the area of memory and speech. And then when we shift for the last 5 minutes to double pump, the double pump comes off your shoulders here, and it looks like this. So the fingers are loose. The hands are more like a foot apart now, 10 inches or 12 inches apart, depending on how big your body is. And the fingers are loose. The movement is happening from the elbow. The elbows are down, tucked into your waist. Very good. Okay, I'm going to put the clearing statement up. And everybody now is just, I'm going to put this down here so you don't forget, chopping for 20 till 25 after, till 9:25. So you don't have to ask me. We can just have it there. Okay, so we're going to be chopping till 9:25 and then double pump. And I'll put that in our traditional red. Hopefully it shows up. Oh, not very well. You know, I'm going to move that down here to the white. There. There we go. Okay, and I'm going to say good morning to everybody who signed in. Maria and Hilda and Jutta, Annette. My brain and I are here. Beautiful, Annette. Welcome. Carol, Dale, Julie Bott, Karen, Valentina, Anneli. Hi, Anneli. Nice to see you. Chris, Dawn, Susan, Carolyn, Jean, Irene. Tommy A is here. Wow, great, Tommy. Ilme, Sheila, Jenna, Amy, Laurel, Dennis, Trevor, Lisa, Catherine, Martha, Aura, Jenna T, Nancy, Christina, and Beam. There she is. You're welcome. Johanna, there's beautiful Johanna. Oh, thank you, Johanna. You know, I've been telling Adelia for about a month because we go out for walks too, and she's feeling a little bit better, and she has to wear a hat. And and I realize that if she sees Mama wearing a hat, she wants to wear a hat. So I put my hat on before I put her hat on, and there was no resistance on getting her hat on her head today. So thank you. There's Nettie and Severina. There you are. And Mary Ellen, so grateful for this opportunity. Anne Marie Ann Kay, Arcady, Karen, Mick, and thank you. You're very welcome. And Mary, beautiful day in Victoria. We actually have, I don't know if you can tell, we are sitting in the mist here today. We have a misty day. It's very wet here. Jyoti, you are very welcome. And B, did I say, yeah. And Elena, looking forward to today's bonus brain regeneration. And George, thanks for this special extra. You're welcome. And then Lisa, no, this is not in lieu of doing cellular regeneration. You might want to do the replay for that. There's Agnes and Katie. And so Lisa, cyber hugs. You're welcome. And try and become mantra. It's not the Tramaka. It's the Triambaka mantra. Karen, Carolyn, love this old chant. Oh, good. I like the white type better. Okay. We can put it back to white type then. I was thinking because orange is the opposite of blue. That orange might have popped more. Let's see. I could do one other thing. Oh, that's a little bit too much. Let's see. There. That might help too. Julie C. Eileen, I love your raspberry beret, like the Prince song. thank you. I have to now come on the screen and tell you some secret that you don't know about me. I was in Purple Rain and was wearing a purple beret, and you can see me if you watch the movie in the big club scenes where, you know, we're doing this kind of a thing. My older sibling got some screenshots out of Purple Rain for me, of me, and it looks like me. I have a smaller face. I was 26 at the time and modeling, and I was like a size zero at the time, so my face is a little smaller than it is now, but looks exactly like me. You wouldn't have any problem picking me out. That's Julie Renee. Oh my God. I was in Purple Rain. I was living in Minnesota. I grew up in Minnesota, and was going to art school and doing some modeling on the side. And we went over to audition. It was really close to everything else that I was involved with. And three of us models went over together. We thought, oh, this would be so much fun. And I think we got paid like $30 for the day. And it was really interesting to work on the movie. It ended up being like 3 days, but I think we got $30 total for 3 days. It was nothing. But they had, you know, they had like 1,000 extras, so obviously that was the budget, and it was really fun to be in the movie scene. And then I was kind of part of that scene because I was modeling, and, you know, I just didn't go for it. It was really heavy. They were using narcotic, really heavy drug use, like illegal drugs and really heavy alcohol use, and everybody was stoned. And not at the movie set, obviously not, but, you know, I got invited to events and things, and I went to a couple things, and I thought, this is not my world. I just don't like it. I don't want to be part of it. It just, you'd see these, you know, singers, the really famous guys, up close and personal, and they're dripping because they've got so much drug going through them that they're just, you know, a mass of perspiring. It was icky. But being in a movie, and I actually have been in 7 films. I've been a featured extra in, I think, 3 films. So that means that there's some close-up shots of me in different films. And it's been a little bit fun. I had thought at one point I would do more with art and music, and you never know. I mean, life just continues. I did for a while. So we're doing the brain tune-up, everybody, so keep working on the brain. I did, for a while, work really hard on my art. I've sold over 300 paintings and worked on my music really hard. I did a year of touring and professional singing, and have some CDs and music out reflecting that creative part of me, which is very strong. I have 7 planets in fire. And so the poetry and the composition, composing songs and things like that is just unnatural to me. But it's just a fun thing, I think, to work on a movie set. It's lots of fun. So, yeah, so that's the story of Purple Rain and Prince and me. And Prince was a very tiny guy. He was not a big guy. He was like 5 feet tall or something. So I was very taller than him. Okay, Connie, hopefully support is helping you with that, but I think just refresh on the sound. Okay, so Penny May, good morning. Let's see, where did I end here? Elena, Penny May, Callie, Andrea, thank you for diving deeper like this for us. You're welcome. Kathy, Penny May, I think you're saying Penny May, you're saying good morning a few times. Elena, thank you for this work. I felt like my memory was not works as well as my speech needed improving, although I didn't drink. No problem. No, that's not about drinking. That's just, you know, we're working specific centers. That's all. Agnes, thank you for the bonus class. Erica, Hilda, wow, must watch. Eileen, wow, Purple Rain, yeah. Paula, Oak, is that Omen? Holiday in Turkey. Let's get a nice memory. Oh, that sounds good. Imona, Karen, do you sell your art currently? Not currently. I've had some people ask. I think, Karen, that what's going to happen is when the kids are in school, when my kids are in school, that I will be making more time for the Simple Pleasures harp and painting. I also make jewelry, beautiful, really beautiful jewelry. Rodani, Carmen, Johanna, wow, thanks for sharing. You look like a model. Well, thank you. Maybe today. Maybe I've got my makeup on. Yeah. Thank you for the replay. I love you. You're welcome. Okay. So let me think. Pumping is, we're chopping for until 9:25. You can see on the chart here, it says pump chopping. See that right there? Not a chart, it's just a statement, clearing statement, and then double pump for the last 5 minutes. I have this song that's kind of coming through. Maybe it should be sung then. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Parvana Sita Ram Ishwara Allah Tere Nam Sab Kusmati De Bhagavan. Oh my goodness. I understand what that means. I mean, I know what the song means. It feels like we have Mahatma Gandhi as one of our shepherding guides today. Mahatma Gandhi, that was his favorite chant. And it just is a universal chant to God in the many different traditions. Raghupati, Raghava, Raja, Ram. So those are the gods of love in different Hindu traditions. And obviously Mahatma Gandhi was from India. And then Ishwara Allah Tere Nam Sabako Samate De Bhagavan. So all, you know, honoring all names of God and a God of protection and love. So how sweet. How sweet that we have a little visit. We've been honoring the masters as they come, and also visit our class, Masters Not in Body, and angels, lots and lots of angels. I just redid the 2016 addictions class, and you sang the chant, chant to Lakshmi. I loved it. Haven't heard it in any other trainings. We are doing, by the way, quantum mantra. We're going to be doing longer chanting, and that is actually going to feel more like what's called a puja. So we'll have the sacred elements and flowers. We'll be offering flowers. The flowers are offered from the heart flower petals. And so I'll have it set up a little bit differently so that you have the experience of what it might feel like to activate using the sacred rituals, the different elements of the chant. So we'll be both learning the mantras to increase your quantum connection. And, of course, there are many ways to increase your quantum connection. This is certainly not the only way. We'll also be doing the illumination reverie. We'll be doing a beautiful experience, a Christian experience of honoring Jesus and Mary close to Christmas. And that's the illumination prayer reverie, I think it's called, and really close to Christmas. So it'd be very nice. It really traces the life of Christ through rosary and through chanting with rosary and repetitive prayer. So we've got some special things. We've also got, I'm just, as I'm thinking about these things and they're sparking more things with me, we have Origins of Humanity, we have an angels class, we have a class that helps increase your quantum pumping, but we also have a class that, so that one is, it might be Mastering the Quantum Pump, but what I was thinking of is the meditation, so strengthening your ability to make shifts when you're meditating and when you're using charts, and so that's a very new, very specific class. So if you don't feel like you're getting as much of a shift out of meditation, or you want more of a shift than you're getting using a chart, we're going to be working on that in a class coming up. So our fall lineup is incredible. It's really incredible and very sacred, and it feels like a perfect time to be moving into some sacredness. I've been in negotiations, I think this is kind of fun to talk about, with several podcast producers, we're kind of down to the wire making some decisions on who's going to do what and who I'm going to use. And actually, it came to me this morning on how we're going to play that out. So we'll be taking different, like, entitlements, and we'll have 15 minutes on understanding what it really means, or projections, or something from the advanced interference, or something, some anchor, or something like that. So there'll be little 15-minute snippets that'll start with some kind of a ritual, just like we do in class, but it'll be a podcast, and it'll go out to the world, and so be quite a bit simpler than the things that we do in our trainings, but something really wonderful to help get this message out into the world in a very simplified version, but a fun version. Why do I chuckle when you do a presentation to my executives in my work? Why do I chuckle? Oh, that's just nerves. I also feel not very brainy and judged. That's nervousness, or maybe it might be the program embarrassed or nerves. Embarrassed and nerve both. So you want to clear those. That's for Carmen. There's two programs. By the way, we are doing, like, really instantly, like in 2 weeks, we're doing 100% clear. And that, in that one, you're going to touch on those kinds of things. I love when you sing the chant. It's so beautiful. Thanks also for the special class today. You're welcome, Carol. Sounds fantastic. Wow, sounds fab. A podcast, can't wait. Yeah. Well, we were thinking about that because I used to do Blog Talk Radio, and I had Miraculous Living, and then I turned it into the 100% You program. And we had thousands of followers, and it just it became too much when I was working on the member site and really totally redoing the entire website. Some of you have been with me a few years, 4 or 5 years ago. It just became impossible to keep that up, and so I let that go. But we've been revisiting it, saying, you know, that's an avenue. Podcasts are hot right now, and if we get it really kind of juicy and exciting and it has a wonderful flow, there is no reason that we can't stimulate a good influx of new people coming in. I would love a class on how to embrace being an artist. We all have these gifts we are afraid to use. You embody all the gifts. It's a pleasure to watch you. Oh, okay. Thank you. I will take 100% clear. Beautiful. And Joanna says that's exciting news. And Anneli, I started double pump now. Good. Everybody double pump. Yes, that's what we need to do. Thank you for putting that in the chat box, Anneli. Julie C., does anesthesia affect brain and memory? Definitely. I had a procedure done, and it felt like I have not yet bounced back. Yes, Julie C., if you can make the time, do the replay on the brain, please. That would be good. Double pump for everybody, please. Thank you for the special class today. Memory and speech are two areas I'm working on. Good. Okay, great. Great. All right. So I may do this once or twice more before we get through the whole brain study. I'm hoping every one of you are participating in the brain study. And if you let it go the first or second month, your information still is really helpful. If you can go in and capture what you can remember, it will help us. That brain study will allow us to really have a foundation to interact with people like Daniel Amen, who's a doctor. And maybe there's a point where Daniel wants to, you know, test if he sees our study and sees the volume of students that we have going through. He might want to use his special equipment to test some of our people so that we have it, like, medically tested also, not just verbally reported. So, so please, do the brain study. You get a $30, $29.97, so $30 meditation gift, a new one every time you fill out that study, which only takes 5 minutes. It's all really easy. It's kind of from 1 to 10, fill in the blanks. There's a couple questions. You can write a little short sentence or two, but it's really we're really looking for those pieces of information that help us fill in the puzzle. And I will show you, if you haven't seen it, if you didn't see Sunday's newsletter, let's see if we can get in here. I'll just show you what the brain metrics look like. There we go. So take a look at that. It's not all, I guess not all of this it can get on the screen, but we are really seeing a steady improvement in everything that we've been working on here. Let's see, I can read it better maybe from this other document. Oh, it just didn't all go in. Okay. Oops, that's not what I wanted. There we go. So vibrancy, 25% increase in 3 months. That's amazing. Brain relaxed, increased by 13%. Sleep increase by 22%. And speech improved by 17%. There are other numbers, too. We didn't get everything in here. But these, let's see, memory. I could just, anyway. So just really exciting to start seeing the results starting to come in. and everything will be put into charts and graphs. It'll be published. Well, so we're going to publish this officially like a paper, and we'll also announce it with a press release, and we will start getting, hopefully, getting on invitations. I don't get invitations to those brain summits that are being done, and this will do it. Believe me, this will do it. So I want to have really, really good results for all of you. Okay, I know there's been a few more comments coming in. I know we are at the end, and this is extra work for my staff. This is when I come up with an idea and I say, okay, now you have to work doing this, so we're not going to keep them any longer. But let me just see how effective we were on the clearing statement. We cleared that about 82% on the clearing statement, and on the cellular neogenesis tune-up of the speech and memory center, 99%. So if you wanted to work on that clearing statement a few more minutes, maybe 20 minutes, so if you could stay on, watch the videos, if you could work until about 10 to 10, you would have completed the clearing statement in its entirety. And then just watch. I may be making another announcement next month on another tune-up for us. And let's see how things go. One of the things I wanted to work on today in the memory was really visual recognition, being able to then incorporate it into the memory and then to use your speech. So visual recognition, like seeing somebody, recognizing the face, and then being able to get it in the memory and then get it out in the mouth. So that was one of the things that we were focused on. It's kind of wired in there and was my intention. So let's see how things go. Now, you'll obviously want to pause when you meet somebody if it's remembering names. Funny, I heard Darren Hardy this morning. Debbie got up at 5 and she wanted loud music. And I said, okay, no, but we could watch Darren Daly. I let her watch, which we don't. But she likes him. So he was talking about poor memory. And if you tell yourself, if you say, I have poor memory, I can never remember people's names, well, he doesn't know it, but it's black magic. You're convincing yourself and telling yourself that your brain doesn't work that way. But if you say every day and every way, my memory is better and better. I'm remembering names. And then when you meet someone, make a visual cue for yourself or an auditory cue or whatever it is. You could say, okay, Margo and Adelia play with the little naked black baby doll in class. You know, when you put that together as Margo, Adelia, black baby doll, they do their baby ritual. So, you know, whatever it is where you can, like, that's Adelia's special playmate or something, you know, to remember the name. So I think for me, it's usually I see people 3 times before I remember their name and their face. And what I'm wanting to do is get to instant recognition. I hear it once, the name, I repeat it 3 times in my head. I put a little memory cue in there. I watched a show, I can't remember what it was, but it was something about someone builds memory castles in their mind. Memory castles, that's a great idea. Memory castles, a little like something related to something else. So let's see if we can improve our memory, all of us, me too, and also getting that memory then to easily come out of the mouth when it needs to. So if it's there, if it's stored there, but you can't get it out of the mouth, then it's not going to work either. All right, keep pumping. If you can pump until 10-2, we'll be finished with the clearing statement. I love you guys. Have an amazing weekend. I'm so happy you got to join me. Thank you so much. Blessings. And I'll see you really soon. Oh, should we end with a song? I think we should. I'm hearing a song. Okay. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. I love you. God bless you. Keep pumping. Yay.